This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sure. Boy, Danny, your old team looking pretty good in games one and games two against Orlando. Your thoughts, and how are you, by the way?
Hi, Danny. First.
I'm good. You guys, I'm doing well, man. Can't complain. But yeah, they do look good. They do look good. It's a good first two games to start off, way better than last year. Protected home court, did what they're supposed to do. So we'll see what they do game three in Orlando.
Danny, what's a bigger factor? Cavs playing good defense or Magic not shooting the ball well? I know one relates to the other, but which one's a bigger force here?
I think it's a combination of both, but I think, you know, Cavs are playing really good defense right now. We'll see if they keep that up on the road. I see, as I said, this series, I just think Orlando it's their first time in the playoffs in a while. And it's kind of how Cleveland was last year, you know, it's a rude awakening, it's an eye opener, and they're just not really ready for it. I don't think they have enough to match up with them. And, you know, Cleveland, honestly, most of the season was like a 2 seed or so, dropped down the way they are. But hey, it's a great series. If they should get it done in a gentleman sweep. If they don't, then I'll be a little shocked.
Yeah, I think we will be too, Danny. I look at Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, and I'm like, man, this is why I bring popcorn. I want to see the way these guys are playing right now. And just your thoughts on, especially like Jared talked about being tough again, because you know how much criticism this team took after the Knicks series last year, and people saying soft. They've been anything but soft in this first two games.
Yeah, man, it's a series like that. It's hard to compare. Like I said, it's a totally different matchup. One, and mind you, the Knicks are giving anybody hell with the group they have. It doesn't matter who they match up with. They're just a rebounding problem. Even with Philly, Philly's not a small team either. So to compare Knicks to, you know, or saying that the Knicks are making them soft. It's an unfair comparison anyway, just because, you know, got out rebounded, but you learn from it, you move from it, you get better, and it seems like they're coming back this year, and so they get through the series the way they're supposed to, and they have to show that toughness again, matchup in the second round with, I don't know who it's going to be, but, you know, it's going to be a tougher matchup for sure. I think we know who it's going to be.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. The way the Cavs offense played in the first two games, Donovan leading the way, Darius doing what I think a good point guard does, and with Jarrett and Evan getting involved, is that the way that offense is supposed to look if you're dealing with it and trying to design it perfectly? Is that it, or is that not it?
No, that's it. I mean, like I said, they just haven't had a lot of great games full of help this year. So they're still kind of, you know, let's say figuring each other out, but they're getting their rhythm and being more efficient together. But that's the look, so with the group that you guys have. And if it doesn't work, then I'm sure they have to go back to the drawing board. But that's it right now. I think they can get more bench or use some more guys, go deeper into rotation on the bench. I think Marcus Morris could help a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? George is doing his thing, Iron Man. Isaac had a good game the other day. So, yeah, he also could use Sam. Sam is obviously a really good shooter. So I think they're going to need those guys, confident and playing well for the next round. You know, this is a bigger picture, right? You get everybody clicking in all cylinders and playing their best basketball, because you're going to have to go deeper in the next round.
What have you thought of JB's coaching so far the first two games?
Pretty solid, man. It's a interesting matchup. We'll see what game three brings. I know it's Mo's first. I don't know if it's his first as a head coach, but, you know, he's a really good coach. But his group, I'm assuming they'll make some adjustments. They'll shoot better at home, I'm sure. But, you know, Cleveland's got to keep the defense up, so we'll see what they do.
If you're Jamal Mosley, what would you attack? What would you tweak, Danny, going into game three?
There's a couple of different sets. I mean, there's different ways to attack Cleveland. So that's like a chess game, right? Seeing what adjustments they'll make and how we're going to adjust to those adjustments. I'm assuming that they would try to, you know, attack their smaller guards, try to get them in foul trouble if they could. That would be the route I would go. I don't know if they'll post up more, but they'll probably put them in more pick and rolls, put more action, try to get them down more, try to get some more easier open looks. Because, you know, the game slows down in the playoffs. And when it slows down, it means more half-court sets. You want to try to get an open court as much as you can to get better open transition looks. So I would assume that they would try to do that. They would try to get some more pace. I don't know if they'll switch the lineups much. But, yeah, I think that they'll try to attack the smaller guards with their bigger wings. And also, I mean, try to attack the bigs and get them in foul trouble. That's the best bet, looks like, for them right now.
Danny, a lot of people talking about the way the games are being called, about how much more physical it is. I mean, Jeff and I were just talking about, like, we're watching the physical play now, and we're thinking back, I don't know, 15 years when, I mean, these guys, it was a football game out there. It was. I just thought it was way worse than it is now. I'm not going to lie. I like watching this game that's underneath the basket. I like the physical play, but as a player, are you just prepared for the change, or, you know, or do you say, why are we calling it like this during the playoffs when we called it like this during the regular season?
I think you're prepared for it, especially if you're a veteran. I mean, when you're first into it, when you first get into your first playoffs, obviously you're just like, okay, it's new. But I think you understand what's at stake and that the little silly stuff is not going to get called as much. you know, during the season, they'll have some different, you know, different games are called different ways, superstar calls, little cheap fouls here and there, set the tone. I think they want to see the, you know, fans and, you know, players want to play. They want to see us play. So they're going to let some of that go, and they're not going to call every time somebody flops or tries to draw a foul or make something happen by, you know, getting someone in foul trouble. They're going to make you earn it. So I like it.
And we saw some of that with the Philadelphia-New York game. You know,
Sixers, for sure.
Your former team. Man, Joel Embiid's out there playing on, like one leg and still effective. Danny, you played with him. How good is he?
Oh, he's very good. I mean, he's showing it. He's an MVP player. You know, the reason why he was MVP last year and probably should have been this year if he wasn't hurt. But, you know, he's a dominant force, and he said after the postgame, you know, they're the better team. They're going to win the series. I mean, when certain guys speak like that, you can kind of believe it, you know, because he can dictate the change of series. You've just seen it, like in game two, the way they came out. They should have won that game, you know. It just came down the stretch. They needed some rebounds. They needed not to turn the ball over and make a free throw or two, like make a couple more free throws. But it was their game to lose. They did. They didn't get the calls they wanted, but they can fix those mistakes easily. And I think they will at home. And they'll even up the series. And then from there, it's a toss-up. How locked in, how focused can you be? And I think that's where the tough part comes to play with him of, you know, being hurt and not healthy and not be able to play as much in his stamina and his, you know, so it's going to be hard to keep him playing 40 minutes a game in extended series with that knee and that health, the way he's not as stable as he would normally be.
Danny, I was just looking at some of your stats. I mean, you were dressed for 169 playoff games. That is unbelievable. And then I'm like looking through and I'm like, I'm bummed that you never came back to Cleveland. As I'm just making sure I'm looking. You never played a playoff game as a road on the road at Cleveland. You just had the two games last year from here. Is that right? That does look right.
Did I ever play on the road as a Cavalier?
For another team. Again, I mean, you were in the Western Conference for so long, so that would make sense. I'm just looking at, you know, your playoff history. The question, though, that I'm trying to get to on this is, give me the place where you thought was the toughest to play on the road during the playoffs. And then I'm just wondering what the reputation is around the league about playing games in Cleveland.
Yeah, I only played but a couple of minutes, I think, when we played New York last year. Wasn't much. But that was the Garden.
It wasn't enough, I'll tell you that. If you would have played more, we would have been talking way different.
Maybe.
Jeff and I talked about this every day. I just want you to know
Might have been a different series. Might have been a different series, but you know,
you would
have
liked our conversations last year, Danny, when you were sitting.
Yeah, we had your back.
You would have liked them.
I would have been you know, we better have his back now because he might be on with us next year.
I mean, that would have been cool and everything. I said it would have been nice. And trust me, I thought it wasn't my decision. I would have loved to have played more, and I thought that I could have helped. And maybe I could have, maybe I couldn't. But I think it would have gave us a different dynamic, a different look. It would have opened up the floor more for Donovan and Darius to work. But, you know, that was ultimately JB's decision and coach's decision. They made a change in game two. We played well. after that, we kind of went back to it. And, you know, I mean, there's just a learning experience all around for coaching and players. But, yeah, the toughest place to play, back to what you're saying, man, there's a lot of places. I think Boston's really tough. The Garden was really tough, man. And I can see why, you know, the bright lights with Jared, you know, it was like, okay. But if I hadn't been there, I would have been like, oh, but I've been in tough environments before. You know, I've been in OKC when they had KD, Russ, and Serge and James, you know what I'm saying? So places like that, they get rowdy, man. Boston gets rowdy. I haven't played there in the playoffs. Not that I can think of in Toronto. We never played them, but Philly gets rowdy. We played Philly, Milwaukee, you know, the Bay, Golden State. It gets loud in there. So I've had some really good experiences, some great arenas. And unfortunately, we won and with LA. We had to be in the bubble for it.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, man, those arenas were great.
I gotta tell you, I mean, just following LeBron around for a while when the Cavaliers were, like, to get that Boston crowd to be quiet, or to get the Golden State crowd to be quiet. I gotta believe that's gotta be sweet when you're a road team, when you can be like, simmer down.
I can only imagine Boston, because I've played this during regular season. They get, you know what I'm saying? I've never played that in the playoffs, but regular season was, you know, it was always amazing energy. And to the best times was even on the road, trying to like quiet those crowds, quiet the Garden, quiet Boston, you know, that type of thing. So, I could imagine how it was in the playoffs, but it's probably one of the best feelings in the world to be able to quiet a crowd like that in a Golden State or in, you know, Philly or in Milwaukee, you know, where the rowdiest fans. Hmm.
Danny Green with us, and he's our Odyssey Sports NBA insider. Insider calls are brought to us by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Has anything jumped out in the playoffs and surprised you so far, Danny, with any series going on? Because home teams doing what they're supposed to do so far, it just seems kind of status quo.
Yeah, nothing really jumped out. Two deflating games, just like the road teams, that was tough for them, you know, to just watch them, like, kind of, especially L.A., being up 20-something, having such a great game from D'Lo. They just only had three guys scoring double figures, which is tough. You know, Bron and AD are exhausted out there. Lose on a game winner, even worse. So I don't know how they'll bounce back that from that mentally. But nothing stands out, really. I thought the OKC New Orleans game series, I think, is going to be a good one because both teams are pretty good match. Like, New Orleans is not necessarily supposed to be an 8 seed. And OKC is rare, first time in the playoffs being a 1 seed. But nothing really stands out. I think there's some guys that will make themselves a household name and give themselves some extra rotational minutes next year at all the upcoming contracts. You know, the Trey Murphys, the Deuce McBrides. Indiana, I was a little shocked at how they came out and didn't play well. I still expect them to play better, but, you know. And also Phoenix. There's certain teams that watching the series, I'm just like, all right, this could be a series. And certain teams, I'm like, oh, they're just going home. And Phoenix was one of those teams. Was like, I just didn't have the confident faith in them that they're going to win that series or even extend it to 7. It may go 6, but I think they're going home soon. Indiana didn't look, you know, good enough to me. Obviously, Miami's a little outmatched. Especially without Jimmy. But nothing crazy stands out. But I thought the Lakers would definitely, and I thought Philly would definitely steal one on the road.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Danny, you like Cavs in 5 before we let you go, right? That's what you're kind of saying?
Yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going Cavs in 5.
All right, outstanding. Danny, I hope you get looking forward to talking to you next, and maybe we'll be talking about another series the next time we talk to you about the Cavaliers.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. I'll see you guys next week, right?
You got it. Hope so. All right, sounds we'll talk good, to you Danny. Later. Thank you. Danny Green, outstanding stuff. Appreciate you.
All right,
Danny Green, again, that was Danny Green, our Odyssey NBA insider. Insider calls are brought to you by the new, all new, I should say, Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.